You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, amidst all the worrying things about the global economy, consumer spending has been solid as a rock until today. The Commerce Department reports that retail sales fell 0.3% in September. Economists were expecting the opposite, a 0.3% increase in retail sales. Now, there are always some nits to pick with the data, but the big takeaway was less spending on the extras, the discretionary stuff. And that could suggest that the good old confident American consumer might be starting to have some doubts. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Today's retail sales news wasn't all bad. Consumers were still spending it up on some discretionary categories, clothing and accessories, bars and restaurants. But a lot of other categories were weak: electronics, appliances, sporting goods, home and garden. Camilla Yanishevsky at CFRA Research says consumers are worried about the future.
Trade tensions are going to continue to weigh on consumer wallets. We're expecting to see more pullback, similar to what we saw in September, into next year.
36-year-old Carolyn Sharp of Studio City, California, has been pulling back. She and her husband work in the entertainment industry, and a few years back, business was booming.
So we moved to a nicer apartment, and we both replaced our old beat-up cars, and we've really plateaued. And I don't know anybody who feels like they're on an upward trajectory.
In one sense, 45-year-old Jason Brown of Valdosta, Georgia, is on an upward trajectory. He teaches communications at a state university and just got tenure. But he says his income hasn't gone up much, so big purchases are off the table.
Perhaps I should be more careful about my discretionary spending. And I'm sure if my wife hears this, she will definitely agree.
But for now, he's not worried about pulling out his wallet for a meal or a night out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.